My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Ah, yes. Sorry, Jerry. It was clearing my throat. I didn't realize my microphone was on. It's like you'd think it was like the first time I was in this studio. It is not. Dove, who informed me today he does not. Second day in a row, no crust in his eye. Mr. Pink Eye is back. Pete Hoffman across the way as well. Number to call, 888-808-1019. Nothing like coming in on a Friday morning and Dove giving you the medical update, I'll tell you that. But it's always great to see the smiling Dove Kramer across the way. And you know why I'm happy? Number one, it's Friday. It's a beautiful day. It's not 98 degrees outside. Sweat factor's not a 10. And we've got baseball back later on tonight as the Mets are down in Miami taking on the Marlins. The Yankees are home taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's start with the Mets. Because as we talked to, and got a good show on tap, Andy Martino will join us top of the 11 o'clock hour. Dave Lennon from Newsday will join us top of the 1 o'clock hour. It's going to be a lot of baseball today. We'll mix into some other things into the course of the conversation as well. But let's start with the Mets. First and foremost, you know, the next 11 games, 4 with Miami, 2 with the Bombers, 4 with the Braves, and then 1 with Minnesota. That Minnesota game is on July the 29th. We know the MLB trade deadline is July 30th at 6. The next game against the Minnesota Twins after that initial game is at 7:10. So you look at it, the next 11 games for the New York Mets and what they need to accomplish and how this stretch of games clearly more important for the Mets than it is the Yankees. The next stretch of games before the MLB trade deadline, more important wholeheartedly for the Mets than it is the Yankees. Listen, we could talk about this Met team, and they've been remarkably fun. They really have. You know, it is a long time ago when you think back to early part of June when this team was sitting at 11 games under 500 mark. They're 3 games over as the second half of the season and the sprint toward the finish gets going later on tonight down in Miami against a dreadful Marlin team. But should they cool off, and they were hot as a firecracker to close out the first half, should they struggle, should they have a bad series against Miami, should they get swept by the New York Yankees, it'll be interesting to see the reaction by David Stearns and Steve Cohen. I've made it perfectly clear all week long. I do think, unless, I did couch it, unless this Met team drops off an absolute cliff to begin the second half in their first 11 games right leading up to that MLB trade deadline, I wholeheartedly believe that David Stearns and Steve Cohen are going to go out there and try and address the needs on this team. And obviously, the biggest need of all, with the report coming out yesterday that Kodai Senga is going to make another rehab start up in AAA Syracuse, and they'll get him at some point in time here in the second half back into that starting rotation. The biggest need of all is that relief. And you got to add to that bullpen. And you need relief pitchers. And not just one relief pitcher. You need two relief pitchers and two relief pitchers of probable quality, especially when you're looking at a lefty, because Diekman looks like he's absolutely shot. But could that all change? Conceivably speaking, it could. I mean, if they go out and they have a stretch here where they lose 5, 6, 7 games in a row, I'm not telling you that it's going to happen, because I don't think it is. I think what the Mets have been able to do is sustainable. Well, make no mistake about it. All that positivity in a long MLB regular season, right? It is a marathon, not a sprint. You hear that cliche time and time and time again. The perception of the Mets has already changed once. Could it change again? And the answer to that is, I don't think it will, but the answer to that is, yes, it could. And could that all of a sudden change the direction of Cohen and obviously the president, David Stearns, at the MLB trade deadline? Yeah, that's a possibility. And if you compare it to, say, the Yankees, and you're looking at their stretch of games to open up their second half as they open up in the Bronx tonight in a wraparound series against the Tampa Bay Rays, and then welcoming the Mets into the Bronx after the Mets swept them away out at Citi Field, the Yankees have no other choice. They have to go all in. And yes, the record is decidedly different. You might say, well, Moose, I mean, that's a stupid statement, right? But the Yankees have 58 wins on the regular season. They're in a distinctly different spot than the New York Mets. They have a lot more wiggle room. They have a lot more. They've won a lot more games. Look at where their record stands across Major League Baseball. They've been a really good team, even though the fact that they're 8-18 in their last 26 games, the Yankees have won a ton of baseball games. That is true. All that is, yeah, no doubt about it. But even if the Yankees should struggle to begin the second half, as you get Vaccaro writing a column today in the New York Post about the second half of this season, Aaron Boone's job is on the line. Even if they should struggle, Cashman and company have no choice. They've got to add come the MLB trade deadline. The uncertainty of Soto, the importance of this season, What this team would look like should Juan Soto leave via free agency. You don't have 2 or 3 years to play with and kind of figure it out. This was the all-in season for the New York Yankees. So regardless of how it looks, this wraparound series against the Rays, how it looks against the New York Mets, what the mantra has been by Brian Cashman historically, if you go out there and deserve to be supported or reinforced, I'm going to go out there and reinforce you. And might say, well, they've already done enough. True. But also the pressure that is on this Yankee team to go out there and win a World Series, something that they have not done since 2009. That's the differentiation between the two. Even though I do think, you ask me right now, True Serum, I do think that both teams will add come July 30th and the MLB trade deadline. I do. Sitting here, I do. And we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019. There is an out for the Mets. There is no out for the Yankees. There's the difference. And you might say, well, Mark, I mean, the Mets, the bullpen, look at this lineup. They're going to go out there and continue to prove it. I'm not being a predictor here. I'm not going to tell you that the Mets are all of a sudden going to struggle against Miami. I don't think that's going to be the case. But I will say this, they struggle out of the gate. You had a president in David Stearns that looked at this year as a wait-and-see approach. We'll observe, we'll take it all in, we'll look at the information, we'll decipher that information, and we'll figure it out. They struggle to start the second half. Maybe it's a case of they move and make a move here or there, but they don't strike and go for the big-time addition. And it would give a president and general manager that wanted to observe this season a little bit more time to observe. I've said it all week long as I filled in for BT and Sal here on WFAN that I do think it's going to be a fun second half here for both locals. But there's no question about it. The stretch before the MLB trade deadline, clearly more important for the Mets than it is for the Yankees. And back to the Bombers for just a second. Like, as we talked to John Heyman yesterday and run through the potential, you know, additions or where the Yankees could go out there and make a move, one thing is certainly clear. And I know the Yankees have got some security blankets. Jason Dominguez, I mean, for all intents and purposes, from everything you hear, his season is probably over after suffering that so significant oblique injury in the later part of the month of June. And we all love prospects. Baseball fans love prospects. They love thinking about the fact of what a guy potentially could be, right? They love thinking about what that guy could be, called up, drafted, developed, signed as an international signing, everything you've heard, five tools, what they could potentially be, being a game changer, everything. Like, we all love it. As baseball fans, we all love it. We all love young players, dynamic players, got game changers, all of that. And for the Yankees, historically speaking, right, we've run through the litany. I mean, you could go through them all. Some have worked, and obviously some have not. We've got into, some Yankee fans have called me up this week talking about the lack of development when you're looking at the New York Yankees. I bring all of that up for this reason. The Yankees would not trade Spencer Jones for Corbin Burnes during the course of the offseason. Corbin Burnes ended up being traded to the Baltimore Orioles. He was your American League starter Tuesday night in Arlington for the American League. If somebody calls up and wants Spencer Jones for the Yankees, and I know that he is a security blanket because of the potential of losing Soto in the offseason, the lack of, who knows, you know, about Verdugo, everything that we talked about, the injury history now, when you're looking at Jason Dominguez, not only coming back from the Tommy John, but also a oblique injury. I do not want to hear that the Yankees did not want to give up because of the uncertainty of Juan Soto and did not want to give up Spencer Jones for, say, a player that would be of great impact. Whether it be Isak Paredes, whether it be the White Sox starter, whether it be Miller out in Oakland, who's got 5 years of control, I don't want to hear about it. Because prospects are that. You have no idea. And it's not like Spencer Jones is absolutely tearing the cover off the ball down in the minor leagues. Said it time and time again. Criticized Cortez yesterday about the overall malaise or happy to be in competition or happy to be a contender year in and year out. Don't want to see the Yankees going out there and say, you know what, we need to protect our future. We need to protect ourselves. That is complete and utter nonsense. And I don't care what Spencer Jones develops into. I really don't. Go win a World Series. That's what defines it. I'll tell you this. Historically speaking, outside of Aaron Judge, Yankee prospects, they have a terrible job of developing their own guys. I don't want to hear about too rich, wouldn't give up, wouldn't part. They were at the doorstep. Spencer Jones was a non-starter. We're looking at that. No. This team, when you made the addition of Juan Soto, gave up the assets that he gave up to the San Diego Padres. When you go out there at the behest of Aaron Judge and go get Alex Verdugo from the Boston Red Sox. When you put this lineup together that everybody and their mother thought at the start of the season, the lineup is going to be the driving force. The starting rotation is going to be highly questionable. It's been the complete opposite outside of Judge and Soto. The lineup's now a massive question mark, and the starters were brilliant for the first 2 months, and now they're taking on water. Don't let Spencer Jones and the potential, not realized, no resume, but the potential of what Spencer Jones can be on the major league level prevent the Yankees. Don't let it prevent you from going out there bringing in a guy to help you achieve your goal this season. And it was one goal, win a World Series. That's it. Not win the East, not make the playoffs. Sorry, Nestor, not be in contention. Not go out there and get through the Astros. Not make it to the World Series, which they haven't done either, is to win the World Series. It's good to have baseball back tonight, I'll tell you that. 888 808-1019 is your number to call. Mark Malus is with you, in for BT and Sal. Westchester bound we go. It's Rob kicking us off here on this Friday. What's going on, Robbie?
Hey, happy Friday. What's going on, brother?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing really well. Chip's feeling great. My wife's still not talking to me. I'm here talking to you. I have my outlet. We're talking New York sports, a little Mets and the Yankees. Nothing gets better than that.
It doesn't. Listen, I'm on my way to vacation in LBI with my wife in the car. Listen, you and your wife will make up. Don't worry.
It's all I don't know, Robbie. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. Chip has been a great divider in the house, along with some other things, but Chip has been...
I hear you.
Well, safe travels. Well, look, LBI is a great spot to go. How long are you going down to LBI for?
You know what? I'm taking off Friday. So I took off today. I took off Monday. I'll come back Monday. So we're staying at Daddy-O's right on the beach. It's going to be a fun time, my man.
Beautiful.
Sure, I got the Mets on, too.
Well, safe travels. Enjoy. Have a great time. That's a blast. That's great. Great spot to be in during the course of the summer. What's on your mind, buddy?
Listen, I want to follow up right on what you just said with prospects are just prospects. I love that. I always tell some of my Met haters, if you will, that prospects are just prospects, especially I want to mention it as it relates to Pete Alonso, right? Like, a lot of people are like, oh, man, you guys should try to get rid of Pete now. And it's like, okay, knuckleheads. First of all, if we were going to trade Pete, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you do that preseason. The only thing we would get for Pete right now is prospects. And what a stupid thing. Because I've heard people call up recently to WFN and still say this. It makes no sense at all. I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. And look at some of the prospects the Mets have had. You remember the guy, Lastings Millage?
Yes, of course.
Whatever happened to that guy? I don't know where he is now, right?
I mean, I have no idea where he is. He didn't work out. There's a litany. Alex Ochoa. For both teams. Generation K.
And what I think the Mets should do is try to make suckers out of another team. We got some catcher prospects, right? There's two guys.
Yeah.
We got catcher prospects. We got a couple outfielder guys that it's like, you know, when you go online and look at these rankings, it says estimated time, 2028. It's like, okay, really, guys? Why don't we go make suckers of another team? Trade a starting pitcher, like, you know, maybe our worst starter, who that could be, you know, Manai has been a little better, but I don't think he's good. So we have Christian Scott now who could be that guy, could step on into that last starter slot. I think we should do what other guys are telling us to do is trade a couple prospects that we really don't think are going to pan out, and they probably won't, and then maybe our worst starter for two relievers. And I'll hang up, and I want to hear your thoughts on that. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, I don't know if that's to a contending team, or I should say to a non-contending team, and Heyman yesterday did a nice job running through it, about 8-9 teams that will probably be sellers at the MLB trade deadline, and you have, you know, well over 18, 19, 20 teams that are going to be looking to try and add, and a lot of teams across Major League Baseball are looking to add relievers. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be tantalizing if I call an opposing GM and be like, you know what, I want to include my package, one of my struggling starters. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be it. It's going to cost you a lot. I mean, it just is. You want to go swing for the fences, go get Mason Miller and overpay for him. And then you have, because you have control of him for 5 years. Like, that's not a just win this season. That is a foundational piece. A guy that's got swing and miss stuff. Should Edwin Diaz struggle, could obviously step into the closer's role. I don't think he's a product of playing out for a dreadful team. I think the talent plays anywhere. From my understanding, I don't think it would be an issue with him being able to handle New York and the pressure that comes along with it. But that's where you start to build when you add those kind of dominant arms. And you have to look at it and say, well, is his you know, what his brilliance is this season and what you've seen from Miller from the Oakland Athletics, well, is that sustainable? To me, it is. Like, I don't even have a question. Now, there's going to be a – because that's going to cost you a ton because of the control he has and because there's a lot of – I mean, everybody. If you need a reliever and you're a contending team – what are you going to look at? Well, I'm going to look at the dreadful Oakland Athletics, who are still trying to figure out where they're going to play baseball in the future. I'm going to try and pick one of their lone bright spots on the team and a dominant reliever in Miller. A lot of people are interested. Riverdale, we go. It's Sid. What's going on, Sid?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Sydney, how are you, buddy?
Oh, great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, man. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. No, I agree with everything you said. I just feel, you know, when we talk about pressure, what is defined pressure? So if the Yankees don't make the playoffs or win the World Series, where's the pressure coming from? I mean, Is Howell going anywhere? Is Cashman going anywhere?
Well, Howell is the managing general partner. Howell owns the team. He's not going anywhere. The team, the team made north of $650 million last year. Their valuation is over $7 billion. No, unless he sells the team, Howell's not going anywhere. No, it's the accountability. It's whether or not it's grown stale. Is it working? Are we achieving our goals? And you can look at it and say, well, what are the goals? Let's define what we want to accomplish during the course of the year. And if the goal is, well, we want to be a contender, you know, John Mara, the Giants co-owner, always says if, you know, he looks at it as a successful season, if the Giants are contending and they're playing, I should say, be playing meaningful games in the back quarter of the season. Well, that's football, right? That's not baseball. It's not one and the same, but that's how the Giants co-owner goes out there and defines it. You look at the Yankees, often, I mean, for historically speaking, majority of my years on God's green earth, they were defined by success was by whether or not they won a World Series. My formative years.
Yeah.
Now, it's changed. And we discussed that yesterday. That's neither here nor there. It's changed, right? So the Yankees, I think, view success in a lot of different ways. They have a lot of people at the ballpark. They make a lot of money. They charge a lot to go to the games. Like all the things, they put together an entertaining product. You, the Yankee fan, would not be showing up in the Bronx if it was not an entertaining product. It is. I mean, for the most part. Yeah, last year was not. But still, they drew, right? They made money. We ran through it. In a bad year, the Yankees still had generated north of $650 million in revenue. So now this year, it's a lack of accountability. You hold when you look at it and say, has it grown stale? Is the message getting through? Are guys going out there minding their P's and Q's, doing everything that you can? And at times this year, especially in the last 26 games, when they've scuffled and they've struggled, there have been signs that there's been kind of a malaise, lackluster effort. Those are the things that you can get on the manager and be critical of.
Right. So then, all right. So with that said, then who gets the blame for their lack of effort? Is it the manager? Is it Boone?
Well, Everett has nothing to do with talent. Everett has to do with focus. Playing hard is not talent. Playing hard is a mindset. Like, that is one of the, that is Boone making sure he has the ear of the team. That's it. But it's not going to turn into a Friday midday here where we're talking about firing the manager. The manager's not going anywhere.
No.
When this team was 50-22, right, Aaron Boone was the manager. They've gone 8-18 in the last 26 games. I could be critical of some of the messaging, some of the platitudes from Aaron Boone post-game. I could be critical of him rationalizing out laziness from the team after the game. Do not think he is the problem with this team.
No, I agree. And, you know, I just saw Mike Vaccaro's thing in the post that if this is it for Boone, if he doesn't, he's got to go all... He's got to be big this year, but I don't think he's going to. Who are you going to replace Boone with? You're going to replace someone you're not going to get a Showalter in there. You're not going to get, you know, any of those managers. You're going to get the same kind of manager Boone is.
I don't know. I mean, Sid, often teams, you see, they go from a player-friendly manager to then that's a little bit more of a disciplinarian. Bring up the example. Dallas Cowboys went from Bill Parcells to Wade Phillips. You know, you got to flip the script, change the mindset a little bit. I think they'd probably go if they decided to make a move following this season. And we're a long way away. Pressure should be on everybody. It really should. But the most pressure is not on Boone and his managerial future. It really isn't. The most pressure on that Yankee organization right now is the guy that's held his position for a long time. And that's Cashman. No choice. Go make moves. Soto could be gone after this season. Go make moves. This is an all-in year. Go out there and be aggressive. Got no other choice. Might not like the way it's looked the last 26 games where you've gone 8-18. We are sitting here. We are 10-11. We are 11, 12 days away from the MLB trade deadline. The Yankees got to go out there, and they've got to add. No other choice.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Choice.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
All lined up by Simmons. Center field, way back, it may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
888-808-1019. Hoffman's a little forlorn this morning. We'll get into that in a little bit. Link's beaten down on a Friday. Pete, put a smile on your face. It's Friday. It's sunny out. All right? It's not that big of a deal. He's over there looking at his... We'll get into it in a little bit. But Pete is struggling over there. Let's head out to Brooklyn. It's Roy. It's the Fan. What's going on, Roy?
Good morning, Moose.
How you doing, Roy?
I'm fine. You're my favorite guy on the Fan, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Roy. Appreciate that, brother.
Okay, just your opinion I value it very highly. Do you think the Yankees are going to go after a second baseman to replace Gleyber Torres or a third baseman to replace DJ LeMahieu?
I think they could acquire both and Paredes from Tampa Bay, who can play a multiple.
Who do you have in mind?
Paredes from Tampa Bay, who can play a number of different positions. Now, that's going to cost you. I mean, Yankees can't get everybody. I think the last time I saw their scout, their farm system was ranked, I think sixth by Baseball America, ninth by another scouting service looking at the farm system. So it's not like a farm system that is completely barren, right? So, but you only have one Spencer Jones. So if you're going to decide to move him come July 30th, 6 o'clock MLB trade deadline, you know, you're not going to be, you don't have enough to go out there. So if it's going to be Crochet, the starter from the White Sox, Paredes, the third baseman, who could play multiple positions for the Rays, whether it be Miller, who I think is a long shot, if you're to be perfectly honest with you. But Miller, I mean, all three of those guys, Spencer Jones would have to be part of the package.
And what do you do with LeMahieu? Do you DFA him? Do you get rid of him completely?
I don't think they're going to embarrass him by DFAing him, but let's be honest. We've seen enough.
Yeah,
like,
we've seen enough.
Like, LeMahieu looks nowhere near what he once was.
No,
he has little to no
like
drive. He's got no power. He doesn't have extra base hits. He doesn't give you quality at bats. It's a shame how he has aged. And I never thought, I celebrated. I remember the day when the news came down, the Yankees gave him that 6-year, $90 million contract, celebrated. As a lot of Yankee fans did, right? They lengthened it out. He got money. He got security. Always wanted to be a Yankee. Dreamed, came here, earned his role, was fantastic the first 2 years, but we've seen a precipitous drop off, and it has everything to do with age. And obviously the other huge factor is the lower body injuries that he continuously suffers.
How many more years do they got? Is he on the contract for?
I think two more.
Two more. So what do you think they're going to do with him, Moose? I mean, he can't play anymore. What is it? They're just going to keep him as a reserve to play third, second, or first?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you could conceivably move him and eat a lot of the salary in order to go out there and do so. But yeah, I mean, I think he'll hang around. I don't think there's, but. We're looking at two completely different things. Like, if it's a shame, LeMahieu of being a big time piece. At one point in time, you looked at LeMahieu when he was healthy, he had to be in the lineup. Now you look at DJ LeMahieu when he comes up to the plate, you have little to no confidence. What is his role? A secondary or tertiary role on this team. That's what it should be at this stage, where he is, everything we have seen. Hoboken, we go. It's Dan. What's going on, Danny?
What is happening, Moose?
How you doing, Dan?
Good, brother. Just want to talk about the Yanks. You know, we all know that they overvalue their talent down in the minor leagues. I mean, look, this Spencer Jones and Dominguez and, you know, to me, nobody's untradeable at this point. Listen, if you could get Miller for 5 years, I mean, and give up one of those guys, to me, that's a home run.
Yes, I would agree with that. I mean, and Dan, that's the point that I made to open up the show. This year especially, I could understand, and I understand the risk, and it is a gamble, because you could deal Spencer Jones, you could go out there and add what you think is going to be a player of impact, and you still don't win the World Series, and then Juan Soto leaves in free agency, and you're left holding the bag. That's the gamble, right? That's the gamble. But sometimes you got to lay it on the line in order to win, and that time is now for the Yankees. Don't couch it.
Yeah, and I mean,
don't couch
it. With Dominguez too. This guy, he seems like he's going to be another Stanton now. Every other time he's injured, he's out. He's this. He's that. I mean, you know, if this guy wasn't injured now with Stanton out, the last 2 months, you know, could have been a difference of a bunch of games.
Yeah, and you're going to get Stan back. Unfortunately, it's not going to be tonight. I mean, Boone announced, mentioned a couple days ago or yesterday. I forget when it was. The week has gotten away from me, but mentioned that, you know, Stanton will hopefully be back in short order. Suffered that hamstring injury June 23rd. When he suffered that hamstring injury, he talked about the fact that it's going to cost him at least a month. He knows his body better than anybody else. So that's where we stand with Giancarlo Stanton. But Stan's absence in this lineup, for all those that go out there and rip him and say, well, you know what? I understand. I think we have to appreciate what Stan is and what his presence is and what his power presence is. And how that impacts the rest of the lineup and the trickle-down effect when he is not there. He's not the driving force. We know Soto and Judge are. Those guys can't do it all by themselves. And this team has, and this lineup, especially with the downturn of Verdugo, the downturn of Volpe, the downturn of Gleyber Torres as compared to where Gleyber was last year, being a 25 home run second baseman, you have missed Giancarlo Stanton the last stretch of games.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, Danny.
Do you think, I mean, this might seem a little crazy. I mean, do you think Verdugo has any value? I mean, he had a great first half, I know, and he tailed off. But, look, it doesn't look like they would sign him anyway because of Dominguez in the outfield for next year. So, I mean, you look at the team. I mean, unless they, you know, major league ready guys, Gleyber, DJ. But, you know, would Verdugo be an attractive piece for a trade?
No. I don't think so because... You don't have him past this season. You don't have a 2-year window. He has struggled. Where are you exactly going to trade Alex Verdugo to? A contending team has watched him struggle as well. So, no, I think Alex Verdugo is here. And fair point. Listen, if there's one guy, I don't think the Yankees are going to be trading Jason Dominguez. Spencer Jones, a different story. Dump it off Alex Verdugo, who's struggling. That's not happening. I think we have a little bit of a... The big chip the Yankees have is Spencer Jones. That's the big chip. You have Kyle, even though he has struggled down the minor leagues this year, that's the big chip to play. Now, the question is, how do the Yankees play it come the MLB trade deadline? And they've got no other choice. All in. Chips in the middle of the table. Go out there and play it. Let's see what the river card is.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle. Touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer. As a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fan.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, quarter to 11, Malusis with you, in for BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. Baseball is back tonight, Mets in Miami, taking on the Marlins, Yankees home against the Tampa Bay Rays as the MLB trade deadline is 11 days away. Westchester bound we go. It's Larry, it's the fan. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Larry. How are you?
Good. Listen, like you said, if the Yankees are all in this year, which obviously they are, the only player who makes sense for them at the trade deadline is the guy on Oakland, Mason Miller. I mean, I would not count on Holmes at all. Miller's the guy they got to get. But however, if they think they're going to build a trade around Spencer Jones, I got news for you. That ain't happening. The trade that Oakland should push for, which I know the Yankees will never do, is they're going to ask for Jones, Dominguez, and Anthony Volpe. And that's just the start.
No, you can't. No, that's you can't. Larry, they're not going to ask for that. The Yankees are not trading Jones, Dominguez, and Anthony Volpe for a reliever. I mean,
Here's the thing. If you got a reliever that's as good as Miller, that's under control, I should say, 5 years, they're going to want a huge return.
And they'll be competent. And I'm not even, listen, we're 11 days out. You got 5 years of control for Mason Miller. He's only been in the major leagues for 2 years, right? He's been dominant this year. And we saw him go out there and strut his stuff, be proud as a peacock on Tuesday night down in Arlington. The Athletics stink. We don't even exactly know where, Oakland baseball or A's baseball is going to reside here. We have an idea they're going to Vegas, but I mean, there's been all the drama surrounding that franchise and their ownership is a complete and utter embarrassment. Is it going to cost you a lot to go get them? No doubt. It's not going to cost you as much as you think. If you look at it in the piece is Spencer Jones but it's not going to be Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez and Anthony Volpe. That's just not happening.
Well, I don't know, Moose. Again, I got to disagree with you because, like you had said earlier in the show, prospects are prospects. You never know. But this guy knew it's a sure thing. He can make a big difference for the Yankees this year.
Oh, I love him. I mean, Larry, love him. I mean, you run through and you want to talk about guys that, Jazz Chisholm, who they've been, I wouldn't necessarily think that's an over-the-top move, and that's not a move that would have to acquire Spencer Jones or include Spencer Jones in the trade. It's Miller, Paredes, and it's Crochet from the White Sox. I mean, those are the three guys. I mean, those are the three. You're not going to be able to get them all. You're really not. But those are the three that are at the top of the list. Island Park next. It's Joe. It's the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Moose. How you doing? Big fan of the show.
Thanks a lot, Joe. What's on your mind, buddy?
Just one comment to the prior caller. I don't know if he's been noticing how, and a Mets thing, too. But one comment quick. Spencer Jones is... honestly, been a little bit on the downturn.
He's been terrible this year.
So has his value gone down too, you think? I mean, I'm a Met fan, but I'm just curious. Like, I've seen people like, oh, Spencer Jones is untouchable. And I'm just, me and my Yankee fan friends, I'm trying to talk to them, and it's just, yeah.
Well, no, listen, he's had a bad year down in the minor leagues. Is his value off to other organizations? I do not. I think it's all part of the experience and the developmental process. I think the Yankees are reluctant to move Spencer Jones because he is the security blanket should Juan Soto leave. Juan Soto decides to leave. You decide to move on from Verdugo. You have Dominguez and you have Spencer Jones. Or you decide to bring, or say Soto does return. You can move Aaron Judge eventually at some point in time as he's sitting in his early 30s over to first base. Like, there's other ways that you can look at this team and look at this day-in, day-out lineup. But Spencer Jones, to me, I know you wouldn't trade him for Corbin Burns. That's fine. You decide not to move him, and that ended the conversations with the Brewers during the course of the offseason. I know he's having a bad year. Is his value still there for other organizations? You know, the widely held belief is that it is, yes.
And one quick Mets. I saw like a B-list somewhere online. I want the Mets to go get Tanner Scott. Like, I feel like they have like assets built up between. I think Beatty's value still got to be there. Like you said, it's kind of like a Spencer Jones situation, I guess. But even though Beatty has the major league experience, I want them to go get Tanner Scott. But I've seen this list of B-list relievers, such as like Carlos Estevez, Colin Poche, like a bunch of these guys on other teams that like I feel like would just fill a spot, but it wouldn't really help us make a run. I feel like if you're going to try and be a buyer at this, why not go and get a guy like Tanner Scott who could really shut the door, or if not set up for someone like Reed Garrett or DeNunez or Diaz once he actually comes back and plays up the par, you know?
And yeah, Tanner Scott, and I think Tanner Scott's going to get moved. And you should have a really good appreciation for him as a reliever with the Miami Marlins. You know why? He's really good. I mean, he's really good, and he's dominant, and those are the kind of guys that the Mets need to go out there and add. This team, you know, some of the answers, and it's great that Buddha, when he got called up around July 3rd, 4th, stepped into that reliever's role and really did something with it and answered the call. I don't think the solutions for the rest of this regular season for the Mets in that bullpen are internal. I really don't. But this team's got to continue to go out there and show David Stearns, who came in this season with a wait-and-see approach, they can't fall off a cliff here. They can't go to Miami and, you know, drop 3 or 4, which I don't think they will, but they can. Can't go to the Bronx and get swept by the Yankees, lose a series against the Braves. Then all of a sudden, the warm, fuzzy feelings, we're talking about OMG and Candelita, and we're talking about Grimace, and everyone's celebrating, talking about Jorge Lopez and the players-only meeting, the home run by J.D. Martinez against the Marlins. All that goes out the window. They've done a tremendous job of digging themselves out of the hole. They got to continue to progress and move forward. Dylan, Long Island's up next in the fan. What's going on, Dylan?
Hey, Moose. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Dylan. How are you, buddy?
Good, brother. Big fan. I just wanted to talk some Yanks trades with you. I had a question about a guy who might be on the market, might not be on the market. Vladdy Jr., I think, if he's out there, could be a real impact bat. Obviously, he's kind of similar power bat to what we have, but just curious to hear your thoughts on Vladdy, if he's available.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I was talking with a Yankee fan friend of mine yesterday after the program, and, you know, that was the guy that he was targeted. I have a hard time envisioning, you know, Guerrero getting moved. I really do. It could happen. You know, Toronto's been one of those teams that have been, you know, everyone has talked up, built up. They've never realized their potential. All the young talent up there. Could he potentially get moved? Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think that's more of an off-season thing than a deal that happens in the next 11 days.
Okay, and then also, same team. What about Bo Bichette? Do you think that's a possibility?
For the Yankees?
For the Yankees, correct.
And you're going to play Bo Bichette where, third?
Third base.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, okay. I don't. I think the guy that, you know, Heyman hinted upon it yesterday, I think the guy is Paredes. I know it's the Tampa Bay Rays, but I think that's the guy that if he gets moved. Now, it's tough to deal with Tampa. Because Tampa, historically, you got to hold your nose, number one, because it's the Tampa Bay Rays. Number two, they win trades, right? They do an unbelievable job as a scouting department of deciphering who has ability and who doesn't in your minor leagues. They win a lot of trades.
No doubt.
And you get are made to look like an absolute fool at times when you make deals with the Tampa Bay Rays. That's tough one. That's the tough one to pill, but I think it's more Paredes. I think it's difficult to think that the Yankees are going to go up north to Toronto and get either Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Bo Bichette. Listen, I like both players. I'm not going to tell you that I don't, but I mentioned the three names. I think it's, you know, Crochet with the White Sox, Miller with the A's. I think it's Paredes. I know Jazz Chisholm's name has been thrown out there, but he's not on the level of those three players.
No way. There's no way you give up a Spencer Jones or a Jordan Vivas for a guy like for Jazz Chisholm.
No, that's not happening. But that would be a secondary move. Like, that would be a secondary move.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. So, I mean, if you're looking at dealing a prospect like Jones, who is the security blanket should Soto leave, along with Jason Dominguez, who's probably season's over dealing with that oblique injury that he suffered late June on a rehab assignment. But if you're looking to deal Spencer Jones, well, that's going to be upper echelon talent. Chisholm would work. It would. But that would be a secondary move. We'll talk a little bit more about the MLB trade deadline. Baseball is back tonight. It's good to see. It really is. Mets in Miami taking on the Marlins. Yankees home taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. My buddy Andy Martino from SNY. We'll talk about his Yankee book as well. We'll talk all things baseball. Martino joins me next right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's see what the river card is.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown Bavaro. Bavaro goes to one knee, genuflex in prayer, as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fans.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, quarter to 11, Melusa's with you, in for BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. Baseball is back tonight, Mets in Miami, taking on the Marlins, Yankees home against the Tampa Bay Rays as the MLB trade deadline is 11 days away. Westchester bound we go. It's Larry. It's The Fan. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Larry. How are you?
Good. Listen, like you said, if the Yankees are all in this year, which obviously they are, the only player who makes sense for them at the trade deadline is the guy on Oakland, Mason Miller. I mean, I would not count on Holmes at all. Miller's the guy they got to get. I'm sorry. But however, If they think they're going to build a trade around Spencer Jones, I got news for you. That ain't happening. The trade that Oakland should push for, which I know the Yankees will never do, is they're going to ask for Jones, Dominguez, and Anthony Volpe. And that's just the start.
No, you can't. No, that's you can't. Larry, they're not going to ask for that. The Yankees are not trading Jones, Dominguez, and Anthony Volpe for a reliever. I mean, that's...
Here's the thing. If you got a reliever that's as good as Miller, that's under contract for 5 years, they're going to want a huge return.
And I'm not even... Listen, we're 11 days out. You got 5 years of control for Mason Miller. He's only been in the major leagues for 2 years, right? He's been dominant this year, and we saw him go out there and strut his stuff, be proud as a peacock. On Tuesday night down in Arlington, the Athletics stink. We don't even exactly know where Oakland baseball or A's baseball is going to reside here. We have an idea they're going to Vegas, but I mean, there's been all the drama surrounding that franchise, and their ownership is a complete utter embarrassment. Is it going to cost you a lot to go get them? No doubt. It's not going to cost you as much as you think. If you look at it in the pieces, Spencer Jones and Yeah, but it's not going to be Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez and Anthony Volpe. That's just not happening.
Well, I don't know, Moose. Again, I got to disagree with you because, like you had said earlier in the show, prospects are prospects. You never know. But this guy knew it's a sure thing. He can make a big difference for the Yankees this year.
Love him. I mean, Larry, love him. I mean, you run through and you want to talk about guys that, Jazz Chisholm, who they've been, I wouldn't necessarily think that's an over-the-top move, and that's not a move that would have to acquire Spencer Jones or include Spencer Jones in the trade. It's Miller, Paredes, and it's Crochet from the White Sox. I mean, those are the three guys. I mean, those are the three. You're not going to be able to get them all. You're really not. But those are the three that are at the top of the list. Island Park next. It's Joe. It's the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Moose. How you doing? Big fan of the show.
Thanks a lot, Joe. What's on your mind, buddy?
Just one comment to the prior caller. I don't know if he's been noticing how, and a Mets thing too, but one comment quick. Spencer Jones has honestly been a little bit on a downturn.
He's been terrible this year. Right?
So has his value gone down too, you think? I mean, I'm a Mets fan, but I'm just curious. Like, I've seen people like, oh, Spencer Jones is untouchable. And I'm just, me and my Yankee fan friends, I'm trying to talk to them, and it's just, yeah.
Well, no, listen, he's had a bad year down in the minor leagues. Is his value off to other organizations? I do not. I think it's all part of the experience and the developmental process. I think the Yankees are reluctant to move Spencer Jones because he is the security blanket should Juan Soto leave. Juan Soto decides to leave. You decide to move on from Verdugo. You have Dominguez and you have Spencer Jones. Or you decide to bring, or say Soto does return. You can move Aaron Judge eventually at some point in time as he's sitting in his early 30s over to first base. Like, there's other ways that you can look at this team and look at this day-in, day-out lineup. But Spencer Jones, to me, I know you wouldn't trade him for Corbin Burns. That's fine. You decide not to move him, and that ended the conversations with the Brewers during the course of the offseason. I know he's having a bad year. Is his value still there for other organizations? The widely held belief is that it is, yes.
And one quick Mets, I saw like a B-list somewhere online. I want the Mets to go get Tanner Scott. Like, I feel like they have like assets built up between, I think Beatty's value still got to be there. Like you said, it's kind of like a Spencer Jones situation, I guess, but even though Beatty has the major league experience, I want them to go get Tanner Scott, but I've seen this list of B-list relievers such as, like, Carlos Estevez, Colin Poche, like, a bunch of these guys on other teams that, like, I feel like would just fill a spot, but it wouldn't really help us make a run. I feel like if you're going to try and be a buyer at this, why not go and get a guy like Tanner Scott who could really shut the door, or if not set up for someone like Reed Garrett or DeNunez or Diaz once he actually comes back and plays up the par,
Tanner Scott, and I think Tanner Scott's going to get moved. And you should have a really good appreciation for him as a reliever with the Miami Marlins. You know why? He's really good. I mean, he's really good, and he's dominant. And those are the kind of guys that the Mets need to go out there and add. This team, some of the answers, and it's great that Buddha, when he got called up around July 3rd, 4th, stepped into that reliever's role and really did something with it and answered the call. I don't think the solutions for the rest of this regular season for the Mets in that bullpen are internal. I really don't. But this team's got to continue to go out there and show David Stearns, who came in this season with a wait-and-see approach, They can't fall off a cliff here. They can't go to Miami and, you know, drop 3 or 4, which I don't think they will, but they can. Can't go to the Bronx and get swept by the Yankees, lose a series against the Braves. Then all of a sudden, the warm, fuzzy feelings, we're talking about OMG and Candelita, and we're talking about Grimace, and everyone's celebrating, talking about Jorge Lopez and the players-only meeting, the home run by J.D. Martinez against the Marlins. All that goes out the window. They've done a tremendous job of digging themselves out of the hole. They got to continue to progress and move forward. Dylan, Long Island's up next in the Fan. What's going on, Dylan?
Hey, Moose. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Dylan. How are you, buddy?
Good, brother. Big fan. I just wanted to talk some Yanks trades with you. I had a question about a guy who might be on the market, might not be on the market. Vladdy Jr., I think, if he's out there, could be a real impact bat. Obviously, he's kind of similar power bat to what we have, but just curious to hear your thoughts on Vladdy if he's available.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I was talking with a Yankee fan friend of mine yesterday after the program, and, you know, that was the guy that he was targeted. I have a hard time envisioning, you know, Guerrero getting moved. I really do. It could happen. You know, Toronto's been one of those teams that have been, you know, everyone has talked up, built up. They've never realized their potential. All the young talent up there. Could he potentially get moved? Yeah. I mean, I guess. I think that's more of an off-season thing than a deal that happens in the next 11 days.
Okay. And then also, same team. What about Bo Bichette? Do you think that's a possibility?
For the Yankees?
For the Yankees, correct.
And you're going to play Bo Bichette where, at third?
Third base.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, okay. I don't. I think the guy that, you know, Heyman hinted upon it yesterday, I think the guy is Paredes. I know it's the Tampa Bay Rays, but I think that's the guy that if he gets moved. Now, it's tough to deal with Tampa because Tampa, historically, you got to hold your nose, number one, because it's the Tampa Bay Rays. Number two, they win trades, right? They do an unbelievable job as a scouting department of deciphering who has ability and who doesn't. In your minor leagues, they win a lot of trades.
No doubt.
And you get look, and you are made to look like an absolute fool at times when you make deals with the Tampa Bay Rays. That's
no
the
doubt.
Tough one. That's the tough one to pill, but I think it's more Paredes. I think it's difficult to think that the Yankees are going to go up north to Toronto and get either Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Bo Bichette. Listen, I like both players. I'm not going to tell you that I don't, but I mentioned the three names. I think it's, you know, Crochet with the White Sox, Miller with the A's. I think it's Paredes. I know Jazz Chisholm's name has been thrown out there, but he's not on the level of those three players.
No way. There's no way you give up a Spencer Jones or a Jorbit Vivas for a guy like for Jazz Chisholm.
No, that's not happening. But that would be a secondary move. Like, that would be a secondary move.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. So, I mean, if you're looking at dealing a prospect like Jones, who is the security blanket should Soto leave, along with Jason Dominguez, who's probably season's over dealing with that oblique injury that he suffered late June on a rehab assignment. But if you're looking to deal Spencer Jones, well, that's going to be upper echelon talent. Chisholm would work. It would. But that would be a secondary move. We'll talk a little bit more about the MLB trade deadline. Baseball is back tonight. It's good to see. It really is. Mets in Miami taking on the Marlins. Yankees home taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. My buddy Andy Martino from SNY. We'll talk about his Yankee book as well. We'll talk all things baseball. Martino joins me next right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.